This is a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Can I have your attention, please?
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional landowners of Turnbull Nation, who are the traditional custodians of this land. I would also like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, of the Turnbull Nation, and extend our respect to the any other Aboriginal people who may be present today. I'll now pass over to Annette Ferguson, our chairperson, to run our AGM and housekeeping.
Thank you, Murray. Good morning, everybody. I'm so damn pleased to see so many people at our AGM. AGM's at See, I tricked you. AGMs are typically like the most boring thing that nobody wants to go to. So thank you for turning up. I don't know that I have that much housekeeping this morning. Did everybody have a good time last night?
Yes.
What was your favourite bit?
Winning the prizes. Yes. Dessert.
Dessert was really good. Who had the tonka bean panna cotta? Oh, that was so good. Okay, thanks everybody. Okay, so apologies for today's meeting. Greg and Erica, do you have the apologies?
I probably should have written this down. Francois Jacobs, Kevin Murfitt, John Hardy, Tom and Wendy Arnentz, and someone else.
And Jen Nichols, who's actually at this conference but unable to come this morning. So now we will do a roll call, just so that we can see who's in the room. So again, just your name and your dog's name. Thank you. Can we start with you? Okay.
Jeanette and Hayley.
Donna, support worker.
Thanks, Donna.
Nina and guard dog Nixon.
Melinda, support worker.
Can I just get full names for the minutes?
Sure.
Nina Smith and guard dog Nixon.
Melinda Mead, support worker.
Dave Byers and guard dog Harvey.
Ian Edwards and guard dog Vixen.
Karen Passmore. No guide dog with me, but Nico's at home in Perth.
Lauren Falace, support worker.
Silvana from Melbourne with guide dog Mel. Silvana Pavlovic.
I'm George Jones from Toowoomba, and I have guide dog's Queensland dog, Todd.
Stephanie Mitchell with guide dog Misha.
Katie Kerr, independent O&M and GDMI.
Nicole Damara with guide dog Olson.
Kirsten Busby with seeing eye dog Kimber.
Katie Butler with Sadie.
Stacey Hipwell with Tamale.
Murray Stone with guide dog Carly.
Andy Payton with guide dog Zorba.
Louise, support worker.
Angela Allen with guide dog Piper.
Margaret Booth with Ebony.
Scott Nichols with Molly, guide dog.
Colin Dowling, no dog.
Rowena Dowling with guide dog Lucy.
Ilona Trost with seeing eye dog Zoe.
Ros Matthews and Ringo Starr. You said you wanted surnames.
Edna, seeing eye dog Yanni.
Nadia Matiazzo, seeing eye dog Abby. And Annette, after the AGM, I just wanted to raise a housekeeping thing.
Sure. Thanks, Nadia.
Serena O'Brien on the waiting list with staple working dog.
Emily Bellamy with staple working dog. And Annie.
Chaz Mullen-Nelson with staple working dog Dirk.
Tyler Harding with staple working dog Olive.
David Saxberg with staple working dog Gizmo.
Yep. Oh, thank you. Jenny Maloney with guide dog Holly.
John Keep with guide dog Yowie.
Stephen Hayden, support worker.
Justin Hardman and with guide dog Kelsey.
I'm Janice Campbell, guide dog Hendy.
I think that's it.
Thanks, Diane. Thanks for managing the microphone. So, first on the agenda, we need to approve the 2022 minutes of the AGM. This needs to be approved by somebody who is at the meeting. So, needs to be approved and, moved and seconded. So, could we have some volunteers? And you are? Kirsten. Sorry, Kirsten. Kirsten Busby will move the minutes and seconder. Murray Stone, thank you, Murray. Okay. Do we need to approve the reports? Okay, so I'm going to give a very short chairperson's report. I have given you quite an essay in the notes that Greg sent out. So we've had a pretty good year, really. We have a bunch of strategic goals and we are fairly much on track with most of them. One of our key purposes is to bring people together so that we can share experiences. And we've done that pretty well. We've organised this great conference and we've also had a couple of teleconferences during the year. Because it was a conference year, we've really only done two, but next year we'll be hoping to do a couple more, like in the next 12 months, not in 2024. So we would love to hear what topics you'd like to talk about. So please always feel free to email us at dgha@dgha.org.au and suggest topics and speakers for our teleconferences, our members' teleconferences. We usually get about 20 or 30 people at these teleconferences and they're usually really good fun. So if you haven't been to one, come along this year. We've also set up the DGHA refusal reporting form and we've currently got around 290 reports of refusals on there. And we want to encourage people to still keep reporting on this. We will be working with Amanda Muller, who spoke yesterday about the Pause Right app. We will be merging with her because we think that's a really good idea to have a national database. And, you know, she still has a little bit of work to do on her app and we still have a few little bits and pieces to do as well. So that's something we're going to be working towards in the future. And yeah, conference year, usually what we focus on is the conference. So next year we're hoping to be doing a little bit of governance housekeeping. We need a few policies and procedures in place. We'd like to do a bit of a comms plan. You know, there's a few bits and pieces that we'd like to do. So if you haven't nominated for a committee position and you have, you know, some really good ideas, we would love to you to put your hand up today and join our committee. Okay, over to Greg for the secretary's report. You've got a microphone in front of you.
I don't think it's live.
It is live. But you've got to be close to it.
Yeah, you do. Hi, everybody. Although I'm the secretary, I'm going to deliver the treasurer report. Our treasurer, John Hardy, has been quite ill over the last couple of months, so we wish him all the best to recover as quick as he can. But he's done some great work over the year pulling the treasurer stuff all together. So I'm going to give you a report. This is from the 1st of July 2022 to the 30th of June 2023. In the ANZ account, we've got two accounts. We've got an ANZ account and we've got a PayPal account. $9,844.38 was the balance as of the 1st of July 2022. And incoming since the 1st of July, memberships, 320. Guide Dogs Victoria, this is for conference grants that we've had, 1,000. Keep in mind that we did get more grants after the financial year, so that's not the entire grant from Guide Dogs. Vision Australia, 3,000. Conference registrations, these are people who pay their conference registration before that date. 11,820. Donations, $1.10. Total income into the ANZ account was $16,155.00. Outgoing, website and domain. This is the maintenance of the website and payment for the domain. $293 for the year. One password, we have paid a subscription to 1Password, which is a database safe, so we can put all the passwords that DGA has into one place so anybody on the committee can access the passwords just in case of any, well, not disasters, but if somebody's sick or whatever, people can still access all the different accounts that we've got through the password safe. That's $168 per year for the subscription. Funds for participants to the conference. We were giving away funding for the conference. Keep in mind, this is just up to the 30th of June. $5,000. Royal on the Park. This is some of the venue stuff that we've paid. And also keep in mind, this is just up to 30 June. We did pay stuff after that. $8,500 to Royal on the Park for the venue. Dropbox, we use Dropbox as a committee for all our documentation so we can all access it whenever. $184 for the Dropbox account for per year. Zoom, we use Zoom for not only our member meetings but also committee meetings and any meetings we need to have. So we've got a subscription. That's $230 for Zoom. Total outgoing, $14,378.40. The balance of the ANZ count as of the 30th of June, $11,189.73. We also have PayPal. I'll just go through that. The balance as of 1 July was $3,937.45. Incoming memberships, $100. Our total income is just that $100. Outgoings, and these are just PayPal fees, and they're $4.10. So at the end of 30 June 2023, we had 4,033.35 in the PayPal account. So the total balances were 15,223.08 in the bank. I can just let you know we haven't got that much money in the bank at the moment now that we've paid all the bills for the conference. But during that period of time, we did apply for a $10,000 grant from the federal government, which is specifically to assist people who are holding conferences for people with disabilities. Unfortunately, up till now, we haven't heard from them, so we're still expecting some sort of an answer from them probably in the next weeks. They're supposed to have let people know, but they just haven't done that. I can also let you know that last night with the raffle, we raised $815. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Okay.
That's it.
Thanks, Greg.
Any questions?
There's going to be a test on all those amounts.
Yes, it's a test.
What was the balance of PayPal at the beginning of 1st of July? Can you repeat the question?
What was the balance of PayPal at the beginning of 1st of July?
Still not hearing it. But the balance of June 30 seemed a lot more than... Still not hearing it.
No, I understand the question.
So what was the balance?
As of 1st of July 2022...
June 30 with an only income of 100 with a lot more than 100, I thought.
Hang on, I'll get there.
Maybe I misheard the balance.
It is now. 3,937.
Thank you.
It's always a bit tricky with PayPal because it's an overseas UK thing. They, for every $20 people pay on their membership, they charge us 82 cents. And that can fluctuate sometimes depending on what the Australian dollar is worth at any one time. I might have said that. If that was me, my mistake. But that's where we are. Any other questions? Does anybody want to donate any money while we're in the room here? We'll just chuck their head around.
Okay, no questions? Okay, thanks, Greg. Do you want to do the secretary's report now?
No, we don't do a secretary's report.
Oh, okay.
The secretary's report is, I'll just do a quick one, a lot of emails going out, a lot of emails coming in, a lot of receipts for people coming to the conference, a lot of bills to be paid, a lot of stuff like that. And I can go through them one by one if people want me to at the moment.
No, thanks. And how many members do we currently have? How many financial members?
That's a good question. We got a new member yesterday, somebody who attended the conference. And although we did say earlier on in the year that we were getting very close to 200, we are very close to 200, and I haven't counted whether that might be the 200th. I sort of hope not, because he's my boss. So that would look a bit weird. But, yeah, we're very close to about 200 members.
Okay, thank you. And... you know, some of our membership is lifetime membership. It's only $20. So if anyone here's not a member, please join. One of our intentions for this year in our governance cleanup is to go through our database and see who is, you know, still alive and still wanting to be a member. So, you know, you may receive emails from us just checking your details. No, I don't think so, Katie. Just make sure you reply, okay? okay, so that's the reports. Three reports. Do we need to move those?
Yeah, we will.
Individually?
As a block.
As a block. Okay, so who would like to move the chairperson and treasurer's report and secretary's report, what there was of it? Who is that? Margaret Booth, thank you, Margaret. We'll move. And second, Scott. Are you a financial member, Scott? You are? Okay, Scott Nichols.
Yep.
Cool.
Just okay. On the end of that. So those two reports make up our annual report, and that will be on the website as soon as I get time to put it up on the website, where all our other previous reports you will find as well.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Okay, so now for re-establishing our committee for the next year. In our constitution, we allow people to be on our committee for a term of 6 years in total, and that is usually done as 3 lots of 2 years in a particular job. And we rotate half of the committee each year at the AGM. So this year, the secretary and vice president roles are going to rotate. So we have Kirsten Busby. Kirsten, you're stepping down from chairperson. Thank you for your work as chairperson. And we have Murray, who is nominating for chairperson. We also have a couple of committee positions available, and we have a few nominations for committee positions. So, Erica, can I hand over to you to, sort that out, please?
So the positions that we were taking nominations for were deputy chairperson, which is sometimes called vice president, secretary, and one of the committee positions. We had 3 nominations for those 3 positions, and they were valid nominations received by the due date from full members and seconded by full members. And I can announce that the deputy chairperson role is being filled by Murray Stone. The secretary position will be continued to be filled by Greg Madsen, and the committee person role will continue to be filled by Stacey Hipwell. We also have we currently have a vacancy for one committee member that we just didn't fill last time anyway. And because Murray has moved from a committee member role, he's moved into the deputy chair, we also have a vacancy as for another committee member. So we have 2 vacancies up for grabs today. So if you'd like to nominate yourself, please indicate by raising your hand. Jen Nichols apparently wants to nominate.
Murray will second her.
And Murray will second, Murray Stone will second Jen Nichols' nomination. That's valid. So we'll congratulate Jen Nichols next time we see her and welcome her onto our committee. We still have 1 other vacancy that we can fill today, or we can leave it vacant like we have for the last 12 months. Is there anyone interested in joining our committee?
Angela Allen.
And that's been seconded by Stacey Hipwell. So... they're both valid and accepted. So congratulations and welcome. And my final thing as part of the returning officer, which is kind of almost like other business, is one of the things the committee has been considering is the opportunity for associate members to join the committee. We are thinking about doing this as a 2-year trial. If it's successful, we will go through the steps of changing our constitution to reflect that. But we'd like to get a general sense from the people here today. How do you feel about that concept?
It might be just worth outlining what a full member and what an associate member is.
A full member is a handler. You need to be a dog guide handler to be a full member of our committee. And associate members are people who have an interest in what we do They may be from our schools, they may be friends and family, they could be puppy raisers, they could be anyone, someone who supports our work. We have a different membership fee. The full membership is $20 and the associate membership is $10. And the reason that we're thinking of doing this is so that we can have the opportunity to bring in more skills and different perspectives. We're thinking we'll only do this for maybe one, two or three three committee members. It's just something that we think will give us a bit more of a wider perspective. We're very proud that we're a peer-led organisation and that we're run by all of our own members. But we just think that, you know, it gives us an opportunity to get someone with a different perspective.
It's Katie here. I've got the microphone.
Oh.
Is that working?
Yeah,
cool. Annette, you basically just answered my question, but I'd like to reiterate that it's so important that DGHA remains a peer-led organisation, something that this organisation does exceptionally well and is unlike any other blindness agency. So if there were associate members on the committee, I think they should be limited max to... Oh, and in general positions, not executive positions.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you for that, Katie. I think we all pretty much agree with that as well.
And Kirsten. I drew in my contribution, which Katie just said.
Thanks, guys. Anyone else want to comment? Yep.
So it's Nicole here. So I would also just... like, if you were going to change your constitution or something, I'm wondering if there could be some sort of a clause around, how do I put this? So, if you were, whoever these associate members were, some sort of caveat that it's somehow protected so that these people aren't just nominated or put on because, let's say, they are a representative of a contributing funding body. Like, so say, you know, somebody's given you guys, given DGHA a chunk of money, and so then they go, yep, so now we want one of our sort of reps on the, you know, on your on your committee just because we've given you this money. You know, like I'll just be concerned if these positions somehow became monetized or tied to that somehow.
Yep. Thank you for that.
Just a quick thought on that. It's Kirsten here. I was also just thinking that, with that, I feel like as well as like we vote in our full members, I feel like these associates should be voted at these AGMs.
Sorry, can you say that again?
The associate members, so like how we nominate our committee, our full members.
Yep.
The same process applies.
Yep, for sure. Yeah. Anyone else?
Down the back.
Okay.
Rowena Dowling. As one of the founding members of DGHA, we've had this discussion early on. And it was discussed and agreed at the time that committee members would be full members only because we do want it to be a peer-led organisation. And if the day ever came when associate members outnumbered full members, that the whole direction of the organisation could be changed. So I'd have to agree with the earlier comment that associate members would be a maximum of two on the committee. They should be nominated in the same way. Thank you.
Thanks, Rowena. Yeah, that's exactly what we've stated, that it's only going to be one or two members. We haven't decided on the number, but it will only be a very minimal number of members because we agree. We love that we're peer-led as well, and we think it's very important. And Murray.
Yeah, my comment for the whole process would be that I think that everyone should declare any conflicts of interest, that so that everybody knows that if they're a member of an organisation, for example, if they are a member of Guide Dogs or an employee of an organisation, that should be declared so everybody knows where they stand.
Thanks, Murray. Any other business that anyone else would like to raise?
Annette, I have a comment. It's
Who's speaking?
Nadia,
sorry.
So two thoughts. Will the associate members have the same voting rights as full members on the committee? And the second question or the second point is, if the committee is looking for people with particular skills and want to use associate members having that skill, such as finance, governance, whatever the skill might be. I'm wondering whether there is also an opportunity to co-opt instead of having, as a committee member, and you co-opt for a particular skill of associate members.
Okay, thank you, Nadia. We haven't made any decisions as yet, but thanks for that input. We'll definitely put that in our considerations. Anyone else? No? Joyce Jones.
Joyce agrees with Nadia. I think that anyone who gets onto our committee who is not a full-blooded guide dog user or... but to put people without the lived experience onto our committees is a thin end of the wedge, and it just takes us back to domination by people who really don't know the full story.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, Joyce. Thank you. Time?
Yep.
Okay. So we're finished with other business? Okay, well, that concludes our AGM.
This has been a Dog Guide Handlers Australia audio presentation. If you would like further information on Dog Guide Handlers Australia or like to listen to further audio, please go to our website, www.dgha.org.au. Thank you. Do you always have to have the last word?